sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful. Say, my friend, we gonna do this again?
Oh, ooh, man!
Right, bring it in on that note.
I like that you're saying it's dripping with Thai sauce because that is all sorts of sexy to my eardrums, sir.
Yeah, we start off this earful with "Cheapest Flight" by Prep. That's off of their album Futures, and it's tasty, dude.
Tasty.
Ow, Thai. What are we doing, man? We're doing this again.
Part four, baby.
The Earful Part 4, yo.
Back in your eardrums.
Yeah, man. It's good to be here. How you been?
Life is good, man.
Yeah, man. Life is good.
Life's great.
Yeah.
I got a big old huge crazy dog. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm super happy for you, man. It's like the perfect dog for you. It's you're fulfilling your true Hagrid-ness
now. It's
true.
He's Thai-sized. I got a big old St. Bernard. We don't got to talk about him much, but he is the Walter to my dude, and
yeah,
I love
man.
Him.
He's fantastic, and you got to check him out all over. Ty's got him up on his social media. He's a great looking beast companion.
He's a handsome bastard.
So we went and did it all over again, Ty. We juggled our bag of tricks and came up with each six songs to do another earful
six
episode.
Months. It's really tougher to come up with six out of the pools of stuff we're listening to. I don't know about you, but it's actually really hard to whittle it down.
Yeah, but I like that we're trying to make this a go at this being episodical. So I think for us, it's good. It keeps us on pace to, I feel like being a little more stringent with my music and I'm more decisive and I'm plucking stuff
aside.
Trying
to be, yeah.
All right, homeboy. Well, let's start it off
because
you start off the countdown here. Number one, this is Ty's pick.
This is by far my favorite new jam here.
It's good, Ty. Right off the bat, man. Who is it?
This right here is Two Bears, and it's a side project of Joe Goddard. I'm pretty sure it's one of those. He is one of the founding members of Hot Chip, and he's also the guy that makes Hot Chip really sound like Hot Chip. He's the chubbier keyboard guy. He's not the main singer guy.
You almost feel the Hot Chipness in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chippiness.
It has the potential to almost go to house, but never in a bad way.
This is house shit right here. That build.
It's beautiful.
Some people say that music sets you free.
And he always talks about music. It's great.
So is that a theme you said? He talks about music?
He reoccurring in a lot of songs, and he just put out a new album this month, actually, a solo album. And it's a pretty good album, too, but a little bit slower jam than this, but definitely solid. But he always talks about how he's a slave to the music, embrace the music, the music. And
well,
I
his tracks are making you a slave. Listen to that shit. The beat, driving it home.
Strong.
Good choice, my friend. I really like that right out of the gate.
Rock it up.
Yeah, man. I don't know. These guys were a rando find. This is AJJ, Golden Eagle off of Bible 2.
The second Bible.
You know, the sequel to the Bible. It's real kind of garagey, grungy, really rough sounding. I kind of dig that.
Got a weird kind of folk tinge on it too, though.
Yeah, I dig his voice a lot. I kind of like weird voices.
Yeah, totally.
He's getting that in spades. Yeah, so that wasn't bad. They're currently Yeah, you know, you said folk. That's they're actually touted as an American folk punk band from Phoenix, Arizona.
Folk punk.
You fucking nailed it,
homeboy. I can get behind folk punk.
And you can get behind this track, apparently.
Speaking of sort of punk.
Yeah, that's actually a good segue. I was happy to see this pop up on your list, because I dig this as well.
Have you ever actually listened to Speed King?
For sure, dude.
This is Speed King, by the way, people. James Murphy, who is kind of like the founding godfather of cool and LCD sound system frontman. I'd always read that he had done punky, more thrashy shit before he had done that, but never listened to it.
Interesting.
And this album is great. Like,
it is really good, man. Yeah, and I mean, it's freaking James Murphy, dude. I mean, he's Mr. DFA. He turned to being an LCD sound system, which was huge. It's crazy that his origins come from something like this.
Yeah,
it's a very stripped down origin, but I fucking love it, dude.
And it does rock my pants off. I like it a lot, man. That dirty bass right there. Ooh, ooh.
I'll have to get into more of their stuff. I think I've heard this track. I've heard a couple other tracks, but it makes me wonder, like, hey, what's the rest of their stuff like?
That album is good. Listen to it. Listen to it.
Run out to your stores. Listen to it. Yeah, this was interesting. Half Waif, the Operator, off of Coat Can, a 2014 album. I don't know, man. It's just like, the description I found perfectly describes it. Richly layered collage of blinking electronic soundscapes, echoes of Celtic melodies, and the sad chord changes of 19th century art music. Like, this person nailed it. The album moves in and out of kind of stuff like this, but it's it can be art rocky, it can be experimental as shit, but I kind of dug it.
I love the soundscape, yeah.
There you go.
It's interesting indeed. Man.
I don't know, it just takes you somewhere. I'm not sure where it takes you, but it's taking you there. So, yeah.
I'd hang out there.
Get on that half wave.
Half wave.
It's great. Oh, this was an interesting choice, Ty.
Have you ever heard this album?
Never. But you know what you made me do? You made me go down the rabbit hole with this dude, so I was just kind of like, who is this guy? And I didn't realize he's from the 1970s.
Yeah. Yeah. So this album...
Can you say his name properly?
No. I highly doubt it. Vangelis? I don't know how to say his first name.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Vangelis O. Papathanasio.
Papathanasio.
Papathanasio. This is Let It Happen? This
Let
is hippie.
It
this
track,
is fucking
yeah.
hippie as shit, man. I love it.
The album Earth it's fantastic.
Oh, so you've heard sampled the whole album.
Oh yeah, man. It's really kind of a psychedelic all over the place. It gets a little Eastern at different points. It's
I mean, he does fucking rock it, man. It's a solid track.
This song is awesome, but that album crept out of nowhere. It was just a random find. This guy is also the guy. He did, like, lots of soundtracks and stuff. He did, like, Chariots of Fire. He did...
No kidding.
He did all sorts of different
stuff. It's that
stuff.
Same Vangelis guy?
Yeah, same
no
guy.
No shit, dude. You just blew my freaking mind, man.
And the fact that he did this album in the 70s, because if you look him up, like, you'll see a bunch of bullshit that you don't really want to listen to.
I didn't know that. That's crazy, dude.
But this one album is just glorious, and it's called
Good
Earth,
call.
And it's from 73, and you should listen to it.
Time travel, baby. All right, it's time to get a little fucking gangster.
What?
I shamefully played this twice this week. Not shamefully, proudly. Yeah, it's definitely setting the stage. But when he drops it, it's...
Alright, first things first, I've been putting in the work. I'm a rebel with a cause. Had problems with the fam, I had problems with the gang, but I put that shit on pause. I've been gone for a while, but I saw you niggas smile when I cancelled all my tours.
Someone tell him
that I'm back. I don't never ever slack. Like that English
he has like the best English hip-hop name. It's Stormzy.
Stormzy.
And it's S-T-O-R-M-Z-Y. But this is First Things First off Gang Signs and Prayer, which is a 2017 album. This guy's name is Michael Omari, and he calls himself Stormzy. And it says he is, this is interesting, because I've never heard this genre, but it's
grime.
English grime.
Yeah, they call it grime. I've recently kind of found a couple different artists in that.
Really? This is the first
genre
I ever fell on it, and I was just kind of like, at first with UK hip-hop, it took me a while to get the dialect kind of different.
Right, right.
But I dig it. It's
I think
like,
it, too,
it works,
totally.
You know what I mean? And behind it are decent tracks, like produced shit.
Yeah, definitely the music production is noteworthy on it.
Yeah, man, so I don't know what much more about him, but check his fucking ass out. And check this shit out, too.
Oh, man. So this track, people, this is Cavern of Antimatter.
Oh, my lord.
And the track is called Acid Death Picnic, which I fucking love that that's what it's called.
It's a hopeful title.
I did some back-end research on Stereolab a while back and found that this is basically the dude that makes Stereolab sound like Stereolab.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. You hear it
in the
music.
And it's a little bit more raw, though. You know, it doesn't have the nice sheen over it like Stereolab has. But it's really, man, this album I actually picked up on vinyl. I didn't know it existed because they put out an album last year that's pretty fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it just freaking sounds awesome on vinyl,
too. And this album
is
called Blood Drums, and yeah, the vinyl is, oof.
Yeah, this is solid, Ty. I never heard of this group, but big fan of Stereolab.
Dude.
It's cool. So like, it's almost like an offshoot, but different.
It's definitely different, but you can feel it in the way that like Stereolab rides a real vibe or wave out throughout its whole track, even though it's still fun and listenable. He kind of does the same thing. Like this track, you hear what's going on. It's going to sort of sound like that till the end, but it's still a fun ride.
No, it's super good, dude. Yeah, so get into that cavern of antimatter.
Love that name.
Ooh. Ooh.
Taking that ride on that big magic mushroom in the sky.
I like all the psychedelia.
Yeah, this was just, I don't know, I stumbled upon this actually a while ago. It was just kind of sitting in the old iTunes, but I didn't mind this. Deep Sea Arcade, Learning to Fly, off of Mo Leanne, and they're a psychedelic rock band from Sydney, Australia.
From Sydney.
It's interesting because it's like, I don't know. You know, these people are from Sydney, Australia. You don't hear any dialect in their
voice.
Maybe
just a little.
Do you hear it a little bit? Let me listen. Hold on. Trippy, bro.
Could be mistaken for English, but it's not.
Yeah. Again, they're not, like, directly doing it that way. Oh, feisty.
Und the feista.
Interesting choice. I mean, I like Feist. This is definitely a slow build track. It really is quiet.
A slow build track.
I had to look down to see if it was playing.
This is the first track off her new album she just released about a week ago called Pleasure, and it is the self-titled track.
An ear pleasure.
But it is a slow build track, but there's something about Feist in her songwriting.
Totally, man.
I mean, what's that Canadian band that we were talking about, damn it?
Oh, Broken Social
Broken
Scene.
Broken Social Scene.
They're also working on new music, too.
There will be a new album from them coming out this year, which
is Leslie Feist,
exciting.
Man. I'm telling you, man, the Canadians know how to rock, too, man. They've put on some pretty good indie rock ensembles.
Absolutely. And
her voice is so good, man. And
still, it's a mysterious thing. Sing to me, Feist.
that I want. So when I get it.
And it's, you know, it's like it truly defines a good singer when it's just completely stripped down to their voice.
Right.
And it's just still captivating, you know? It's hard to do.
That's all good songwriting, man. Picking out your battles.
Yeah, now it's picking up. Definitely took a little bit, but it's now I'm feeling it.
It's got the slow build, man, but it's a good payoff. I don't know if we have enough time to get through the build. I want to.
Our sponsors are yeah, right. Our sponsors are looking at us through the glass, pointing at their watches. This is good, man. Yeah, I'll have to pick this up. So this just dropped, huh?
New album just dropped. If you like singer-songwriter, pretty vocal girls, you'll love it.
Yeah, you got to jump yourself on some Feist. All right, let's moving on. Number 10.
Shit.
Wake the fuck up.
Gonna kick something over. Tom, I always love it, dude. I love waiting to find out what you're going to put on me.
And you know, Ty, I feel the same exact way. That's what we get out of this, doing this show, too, is like I get to listen to what you're going to drop, too. Love it. Yeah, man, this is The Black Explosion. I love the name of the track. It's, the album is Atomic Zod War. Because you know those Atomic Zod Wars. Now, this is just straight up, psychedelic electric blues rock. Just... it's not, it's stripped down,
dirty.
It's ugly.
I like it. If you want to smoke.
dirty. Yeah, it's good. It's the album is just, it's a lot of that.
You jam the whole album? You like it?
Yeah, I jam the whole album. I endorse this. Yeah, it was delicious. Get on it. If you want this, you're going to get like 11 tracks of this. I liked this, Ty. This was great. I never heard of this person before. But I dug this track. Like, I actually played this track multiple times after I got it from you.
So, this is Sylvanesso, for those of you that don't know. And Sylvanesso is a two-person duo. It's a dude that does all the programming and music writing.
Yeah, that's good.
And this fucking gorgeous, beautiful, her enunciation, her voice, and love her voice.
Give me.
A couple albums. They're both really good.
Oh, wow.
She comes from a little bit folkier, different roots.
It's fantastic.
When
her voice is like hypnotic with the beat, too.
Yeah.
It's very good.
This album is all delicious, too. I actually just picked this vinyl up, too, because I couldn't help it. Had to have it.
They're from Durham, North Carolina. Holy shit. Represent North Carolina. Super catchy, man.
This song's kind of a banger, but it's a good-ass album, man. I mean it.
That's good, and that just came out, right? Or not,
just,
2016, it said.
No, that album just came out.
Oh, it did. But track is Radio. Radio, yo. All right, this is the last track. Holy shit.
Rockin' the OCs.
Yeah, man. The OCs.
I haven't heard this track. I know the OCs, but...
yeah, I've always liked the OCs. I think when they put out their albums, they put out consistently solid albums. This was decent. This was a super decent album. This came out late last year.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure our good friend Jessica Pauly used to go tour with these guys for a while.
The Jessica Pauly. No shit.
That does the showcase with us. Yeah.
That's wild. They're great.
And
man.
I think she like took care of their kids and all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah. Big fan, man.
That was how I got into this band.
No kidding. Yeah. This is Plastic Plant off A Weird Exits. It's a 2016 album. But yeah, they're American garage rock from San Fran, dude. So they were formed in '97. So they've been
They've been around.
They've been
for a
hacking
minute.
It for a little bit, man.
Holy still making
shit.
Jams.
Okay, something we didn't mention that I'm typically will mention it amongst our countdown, but we always tell everybody that, you know, we like to share this music with our listeners, but we ask everybody to just go out and search for that music. You know, go to iTunes, go to Bandcamp, go to however the artist wants to distribute that music, and, you know, support that artist in some
please,
way, shape, or form.
Please do.
I think that's an that's important, you know? I mean, music industry's different nowadays for sure, but views count. I mean, all that stuff counts.
It totally does. It's, you know, we all do research. Like, I, because I'm a music Nazi, I go through tons of stuff. And when I find something that speaks to me, I will buy vinyl. I'll buy merchandise. I'll buy something that supports the band directly.
That's a really good way to put it, man. That's a solid way to put it. And I think everybody just should be doing that, man.
Because
it's
most
important.
Most bands these days, in all honesty, they don't really make a ton, whether you buy their music or not. Most of that money goes to iTunes or to whatever, you know, format they're buying through.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Our sponsors are looking at us through the glass, and I guess they're telling me it's
pull
this
the cord.
Time. Oh, man, they always we got to do this, man. Always got to do this.
Oh damn! Spin it.
Here we go. All right, Ty, spin that shit. Use your good arms, Ty. Spin it.
All right.
Yep. All right, here we go.
That one had the extra oomph on.
Oh, come on. I'm always in bated breath waiting.
And. Oh, no.
Oh, man. No. How is it? How did this even become a category?
No. What?
What is it, dude?
Who makes that? Worst Creed song?
Oh, man. We got to just.
Who does this?
Yeah, I don't know who, like, generated this one, but.
Who are the ad wizards that came up with this one?
Oh, God. This is painful. I don't even need to describe to the listeners what Creed is. Yeah, sure. I guess this would be mine. Oh, it's like. I feel like I'm losing IQ points. I feel like my soul's exiting my body in a bad way when I listen to Creed.
Oh, that's hurting.
All right. So, yeah, I guess mine's One Last Breath by Creed. Ugh. I'm getting douche chills. Ugh. Okay, total observation that a lot of Creed music videos are them jumping off of cliffs.
And
like they're
sunset
either,
shots.
Like they're either falling off of cliffs to their demise or something. I feel like they were foreseeing their future, unfortunately.
Car accidents.
Not unfortunately.
Okay,
this is like pulling off a Band-Aid. Okay, Ty, so I guess...
It does hurt. That hurts.
This hurts. This is just like, feel, total... It's like a...
Don't want to live
I'm getting,
much
like,
longer.
The fever. I'm getting the douchey chills. All right, Ty, this one's
douche
yours.
Douche sweats.
Ty, you went right for this one, though.
I had to. I couldn't help it.
Is there a reason behind this, sir?
Fuck this song.
This
fuck
song
you, Creed.
Is just all about, like... What are you saying, man? Do you want... You need a hug? Well, did he need a hug? Did Scott Stapp need a
news
hug?
That he heard, you know.
See, look, if you see this music video, he's just in some kind of prairie on a cliff again.
His life's gonna change.
Creed hurts, man. Creed's one of those things. As being a kid from the 90s, I'm embarrassed about Creed. And I know, you know what I'm even more embarrassed about? I now live in Florida, where Creed probably resides still. In
probably.
Tallahassee, where
in
they
Orlando,
started.
In Orlando, of course.
Okay, sorry. I had to do it. I had to pull the plug on Scott Stapp. Holy shit, man. We miraculously, again, we crept through 12 tracks of another earful. Part 4.
All right, you have to cleanse us with some other music though before
we
you
always
end
do.
It.
We always play ourselves out. That's what we do here on the
Earful.
We
need uplifting jams after Creed.
Well, we got to do the thing where we always talk about we're part of Ono Radio Show.
We are.
And that's a way bigger thing that's obviously it's growing every day. We're part of a big podcast family there at Ono Radio Show. We have the Ono Radio Show on Thursday nights at 8:30 on our Mixlr page. Which is www.mixlr.com/Ono Radio Show. We have Ono Wrestling, which is something that's taken off this year. We have the Ono Showcase, which is a once a month endeavor that we do with Ono Radio Show. And now you have the Earful. That's great. But I mean, support Ono Radio Show. Follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter
Please
page
do.
at the real ONRS. our Facebook page. Just really search Oh No Radio Show. We have a pretty awesome group. People are always going off in our group. And that's a great place for our fans. If you like this show, get in the group and throw us some recommendations. You know,
Please, we actually had some of our fans actually started throwing us some stuff.
It was, of course, our good friend Bender.
Bender Dog.
And I'm going to definitely take Bender up on his recommendations and throw them out maybe for the next couple earfuls that pop in. But please, just drop us your stuff. You know, we want to know, because as much as we're digging, you're probably digging too. And like, why not let us know? Because that's what this show's about, turning you on to music.
Music's like water. It drips in and all the perfect crevasses, and it ties us all together. It's what we all need. It makes up at least, you know, 75% of my body. I don't know.
And with that, Ty, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of the Earful.
Wrap it up, man.
This is Earful Part 4. Ty, thank you so much, my friend. Much love. Go home and ride your giant dog, sir. Much love.
Much love.
Holla, holla.
The
Guess what? I happen to have eardrops now for like I think a week or something. Just keep having them because people were in the pool. My ear got infected by wee. I've got wee in here.